Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Bae podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Bae is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is sponsored by my company, Goddess Detox. Goddess Detox is a holistic wellness company dedicated to providing women with self-love inspired products to physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox. If you are a woman wanting to detox her ex, detox negative emotions, as well as to get more in tune with yourself and your vagina, check out our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as our Queen's Theme and Queen's Throne Combo, which is the in-home vaginal steam set for your convenience. You can find out more information on our products at goddessdetox.org, as well as follow at Goddess Detox on Instagram. Tell them Olanike OC sent you. I'm using this from Tarte for my eyeshadow. I don't do makeup like that, but I want to do a podcast episode while doing makeup because I think it's cute. And so I'm gonna do that for the first time. And so my podcast episode for the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast today is really about women working in more of their feminine energy. Usually I am, honestly, for me to get to where I've been, me working in my masculine energy has served me so much. And it's not like I always knew that this is what it was. I never knew that this is working in my masculine energy. For me, the masculine energy is go, 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 keep on going, push. You know, action, action, action. That has served me so well because I've been able to be successful, make money, start two companies that are successful and continue to thrive, you know? And so that served me so well. So it's like, what do you call reinforcement? So because I'm being reinforced with money, I'm being reinforced with success, I'm being reinforced with having time to myself, I never really thought working in my masculine was necessarily a bad thing. Now, I'm not going to say it's a bad thing. It was just I was overusing my masculine. And so now I'm in a time where I'm learning to be receptive and use my feminine energy. And so I don't know these for facts, right? But this is what a lot of people say. A lot of people say that, you know, the masculine energy is more logical. It's more go, 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 do, do, do. Not really emotional, not really super intuitive. They take action. And then the feminine side is more relaxing. It may be chaos, organized chaos. It's intuition, it's creativity, it's channeling, getting messages from divine. That's what I've gotten to learn more about feminine energy versus masculine energy. And so I'm 28 now. You guys know my birthday just passed, January 28th. Shout out to the Aquariuses in the world. And now I'm learning to slow down more. I do have more time for myself, where I feel like if I slow down, the world's not gonna fucking crumble. Being more receptive, having more joy, stretching. Like if the day doesn't go a certain way, I'm not mad about it. As with me before, if the day didn't go a certain way, then I wasn't really worried about it, but I knew that I would be able to make it up because I'm just gonna go back to work and do, do, do. Yeah, I knew that I was just gonna go back to work and do, do, do anyway, so it didn't really matter. But now I'm learning about working in more of my feminine energy and, you know, just being more relaxed about stuff, being more flowy with things. I still have goals, I'm still doing actions, but I'm not stressing myself out about it. And I think before I would totally stress out more or I wouldn't take out more time for fun. And one thing that I really wanted to share, this is really the point of the podcast, is like for me, working in my feminine energy has allowed me to have more faith in the divine and the universe. And so for my Selfish Babes listening, I really wanted to do this podcast episode while I do my makeup because it's like when I kept doing, right? And I kept doing, that showed, for me, that was just showing that I got it. Like, I got it, I could take care of the world, that I don't really need any help from other people or anybody else, or maybe even God or the universe or spirit or my ancestors, even though they were working on my behalf, and even though me putting in the work and action and discipline has served me, right? But what I'm learning now is leaning more into faith and leaning more into my intuition and leaning more into divine power, you know? So for me, when I lean more into that, or when I allow myself to relax and to receive, I know that there's a greater force working on my behalf. I know that, yes, I put in the work and I put in the effort and I believe in myself, yes. But for me, if I believe that miracles can happen and that miracles can take place in my life and they could be greater than my wildest dreams, then I must relax and take the time and allow God, the goddess, my ancestors, my beautiful spirit guides who want nothing but the best for me, to be able to have room to work. And so it's like, if I'm always pushing, going, I'm not really giving them room to work, and I'm not really standing in my own faith. I'm not really standing in my own power. Because, you know, I always talk about that there's a outside, that there's a unseen world, right? And so when I say that there's an unseen world, girl, putting on makeup and doing this is a little distracting, but I started wanting to do it, so I'm going to do it. But when I say that there's an unseen world, it's like a lot of things are done in spirit, right? And so if a lot of things are done in spirit, and I totally believe in spirit, and I have faith in spirit, and I know that spirit and the creator and all the universe is working on my better behalf, then it's okay to rest. Then it's okay to receive. Then it's okay to... I like this blue. Let me use this instead. Then it's okay for me to lean on that, right? I think as women, let me use this blue. As women, like, leaning on others can be a lot for us. And I don't know if it's because of the way, like, we grew up, and it's like you were kind of taught to kind of, like, fend for yourself, right? I don't know if that's it, or, you know, why leaning on others may feel like such a task. What you think about this blue? I don't know about this blue, y'all. But leaning on others may feel like, you know, such a task. And it may feel, I guess maybe it's a vulnerable thing. Maybe you just kind of feel vulnerable. That's what I'm getting, is like when you lean on others, you have to be vulnerable because you have to kind of trust them and trust that they have your best interest at heart and that they actually love you and care about you. That's something that I'm getting. Girls, I don't know about this. But it's like leaning on others is like, can be difficult. It's like putting our whole trust in them. It's taking your knowing away almost, because now you're not really sure anymore, right? You're not really sure. I don't like this blue, y'all. You're not really sure anymore. So it's like now you gotta trust them. Now you gotta like have faith in them, really. And that's the same thing like with the universe. It's like you have to have faith in the universe. And so for me, that, you know, could have been, you know, a little bit more difficult for me. But now I'm in a space where I'm like, if I really have faith in the universe, I need to let the universe work. I need to let her do her shit. But if I'm always doing her shit, then how can she do her shit? That don't make no sense. How can she help me, Olanike, if Olanike is working her ass off thinking that, dang, she the only one that can make shit happen in her life? That's not faith. That's not belief. And so I just really wanted to share with you, Selfish Babe, that I think during this time that it's okay to rest. And I'm talking to the Selfish Babes really that are really hard workers, that are always the go-getters, that are always the doers. Just because I feel like when you're always the go-getter and the doer, you are leaning more on your masculine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's some real boss.
Hey, beautiful Selfish Babe. It's your girl, Lenny Gay Osi, here bringing you a short commercial break from my company, Goddess Detox. Okay, I want to read you a review by Miss Amara J, who used our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls to enhance natural lubrication as well as to get a spiritual and emotional release. She says, a miracle. I have been raped in the past and finally found someone who I want to spend the rest of my life with, but sex has been an issue due to sexual trauma. I hesitated at first, but I bought the Goddess Detox Pearls and used them. I did everything just like I was supposed to, and the moment I started purging, I just cried. I was happy to see real results happen. Once I stopped purging, me and my partner had sex, and when I say it definitely helped me release a lot of my sexual trauma, it really did. TMI, but I don't have any more dryness, and I really enjoy sex more. Thank you so much. I finally feel like a goddess again. Now you can check us out at goddessdetox.org. All right, bye.
Shit, right? You get shit done. But we have to balance ourselves or have harmony within ourselves, and so we have to lean onto the other side of us. The other side of us that's in stillness, the other side of us that's listening to our intuition, the other side of us that's in our creativity, the other side of us that can just sit and be able to get divine guidance, maybe visualizations from God, goddess, or like an epiphany, right? Or dream, you know, or, you know, sometimes I've noticed in my most relaxed states, right, I've been able to get new ideas. I've been able to make my biggest sales just being relaxed. And I feel like the reason why that was is because I said, here, universe, I trust you. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to relax and I'm going to receive. I'm also showing that I can receive. And I think that's a major thing that a lot of women have troubles with is receiving. We're so good at motherfucking giving away the motherfucking world and take care of others that we may not find it easy to just relax, sit, do nothing, and just, you know, wait for the magic, right? Because we believe the magic is coming, and that's where the belief and the faith comes in. We have to lean in on that. If you're a go-getter or a doer like me, it's like, you know, you're gonna get shit done. Like, you know yourself, you trust yourself. You do the action showing that you trust yourself. But now you gotta trust God, goddess, the creator, and the universe to also show up. But you have to give them a chance to show up. If you don't give them a chance to show that, then what the fuck is the point? How can they create something greater than your vision? Because honestly, we can only do so much. That's what I've learned. You can only do so much as one person. But if you allow the universe to work in your favor, then you're able to allow them to add to your vision. Now, if you are the selfish babe who is the opposite, and when I say the opposite, you are, I don't mean to laugh at y'all. Y'all just the opposite of me. You're like more of the visionary, but you don't really put in the action. You find doing the action is so uncomfortable and hard. And that's different for me because I don't find that hard. And I know we have our differences. And I think that you play a major role in the world too, because you're able to come up with those creative ideas. You're very intuitive. You're very gifted. You like work with spirit. Like, you're so connected, right? You're so connected. Let me take a sip of this tea. All right, now I'm going to try this makeup on my face. You're so connected. So because you're so connected, like, you know the universe got your back. But then it's almost like you don't trust yourself. And this is, I know this doesn't make any sense, right? Because like, but I'm so connected. What do you mean I don't trust myself? I get all these messages from the divine, from the universe. You know, I get all these messages. I know the universe loves me. Let me get this off.
This brush.
I'm gonna
use this
one. But you're so gifted, and it's just like, I don't know, putting in the action for some reason is just not your thing. It's just not your thing. It's just not your thing. But I think it can be your thing. I just think that you need to lean more into your masculine energy. More of your masculine energy, I think, is more so is trusting yourself. It doesn't mean you have to eliminate your emotions, but it means you're going to have to put in a little bit more energy to make your dreams come true. And so for me, there's a puzzle. There's a big picture. The big picture is like the circle, right? This is the feminine on the left. This is the masculine on the right. And so it's like, for the ones I'm talking about that are super intuitive, super in the feminine, have great creative ideas, but then they're just like, they don't want to ask for the sale. They don't want to say how much their things are. They truly underprice themselves. Or it's like, they don't got a website. They don't have the shit together that functions in this world. And I will say that in America, maybe even other countries, when it comes to business, yes, it is a little bit more masculine, but that doesn't mean that you can't benefit. And what I hate to see is those creatives and those visionaries, because I consider myself a visionary as well, even though I work in my masculine too a lot. I do consider myself a visionary because I know I'm going to get shit done, but I'm also now learning to lean more into, like I said, my feminine, my creativity, the information from source, and trusting that, really trusting source. That's what my thing is. For the other people, your thing is trusting yourself. As much as you are gifted, man, because you are gifted. You are motherfucking gifted. As much as you are gifted, for some reason you don't trust yourself. And I'm not sure why. That may be something deeper to, like, you know, unpack a little bit. See, I did not want to fucking, I did not, I would have to wear a scarf before. I usually wear scarves around me when I put on makeup because I know that I can be messy. And I'm here throwing fucking foundation everywhere. This is my first one, y'all, so don't make fun of me in the comments. You know, I just want to, I've been in more into makeup lately because I actually have the makeup out on my shelf so I can actually fucking see it. And now that it's in sight, I want to do it more versus if it was away, I would not be doing it. But let me try this first. This may not be the best brush for this. There's some reason why you don't trust yourself in particular. I don't know this one. You may not trust yourself in particular, and I'm not sure why you don't trust yourself in particular, but that's something you have to work on. And I think, honestly, the best way to work on you trusting yourself is to just fucking do it. You have so many fucking great ideas, but you don't do any of them. Or if you do them, you do them for like a week, and then you give up. You give up because you don't see the results you want. But baby girl, you gotta keep on going. Like they say, the fucking tree didn't grow when it planted the seed, right? You're not gonna see the fruit of your labor right when you plant it. And that action, those everyday actions that you're doing, that is helping your seed flourish and grow into a mighty big tree. But that takes years. A tree takes years to make. And I'm not saying that your dream is gonna take necessarily years, because a lot of people pop off really quick, or a lot of people's dreams come through true a lot faster, especially in these years, 2019 and 2020. These years are actually really good for manifestation, but it's like you gotta believe in yourself more. You gotta have a little bit more discipline. I used to tell myself, or used to think, that I wasn't really disciplined, and the reason why I thought that I wasn't really disciplined is because my discipline didn't necessarily show up like how other people's discipline showed up. It was like I probably wouldn't be able to continue going to the gym that long. I wouldn't be able to continue going to the gym that long, or I'd give up quickly going to the gym and be like, oh, well, I guess I'm not disciplined, you know? But that was further from the truth, because I was disciplined doing my business. And because I was disciplined doing my business, it's been able to pay off for me. And so for the selfish babes out there that have these big dreams and these goals, keep going, really. I just think you gotta trust yourself more. Cause I meet creative people like all the time. And I think they're amazing. But, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like maybe they don't believe that they're as amazing as I may see them. And of course, I get that, because it's like sometimes you can't see your own amazingness. Sorry, y'all. I'm getting something else. Sometimes you can't see your own amazingness. And so other people have to, you know, bring it out for you. But you're amazing. You gotta believe that. If you trust in the universe so much, and the universe has made you extremely gifted, where you're able to get visions, where you're able to be so intuitive and kind of go on the whim and go with the flow, you gotta trust yourself, girl. So that was really my talk today for my podcast. I was gonna like do this podcast after I finished my base and, you know, get my, what camera I got? I got a G5, I forgot what brand it was, but get my camera and record. But I know I've been watching these fucking makeup videos lately, and I'm like, dang, like, I wanna do a video with some makeup. Now, y'all, I'm gonna let y'all know, my brushes is so jacked up. Now, this may sound ghetto, but I did not wanna wash my brushes, so I put them in the dishwasher. And after I put them in the dishwasher, look what happened. It's all jacked up, look at this. Jacked up. So why is this not working? But yeah, I was gonna get my camera and I was gonna just fucking record like that. But I didn't have that thought. I was like, I wanna do a different type of tutorial. And so I'm glad that I'm doing this now. Like I said, y'all, I'm a beginner. So you're like, Vanessa, what you doing? Girl. Doing what I want to do. That's what the fuck I'm doing.
Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community. Follow @selfishbabes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram @alinigayelsie. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.